Lieutenant General Samuel Makwet Guy, who recently defected from the SPLM-IO in early October, accused Machar forces of starting the fighting in early hours of Tuesday.
We just came under attack from Fort William to the Kiriak. There are casualties, yes. They happened this morning. I could not determine the number because the fighting is still going on. They could not manage to come inside their town. They are around there.
But Colonel Lampol Gabriel, spokesperson of the Sudan People Liberation Movement in Opposition, or SPLA-IO, says Guy forces attacked SPLA-IO position on Tuesday.
The fight happened in Kaigai. Kaigai is our base, not anybody else's base. It's our control area. If the fight happened outside, yes, maybe we moved. But since it is inside our control area, then how do we attack him? He is based in Lair County headquarters. That is 1.5 hours walk on foot. So how do we attack him in our own base?
The spokesperson of South Sudan People Defense Force, Major General Lul Roy Kong, says government forces were not involved in the fighting.
We wouldn't be in a position to comment because we are not accused. Yeah, we are not accused by the political leaders of Lair County. So you direct your comments to the accused individual.
VOA reached out to the French medical charity, MSF, which operates in the area, but the agency declined to comment on the latest fighting. Lieutenant General Samuel Makwet Guy, who is a former SPLA-IO Sector 2 commander in Unity State, joined the South Sudan People Defense Force in October. Since then, the SPLA-IO has repeatedly accused General Guy of planning to attack the position of SPLA-IO in Upper Nile State. Nicholas Haysom, the special representative of the United Nations Secretary General and head of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, last week expressed his disappointment about military defection in the country.
UNMISS remains concerned that military defections threaten and undermine the much-needed trust between the parties. One of the critical lessons from the conflict in Sudan is that a country should have a single and unified security apparatus.
The Director of Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Lair County, Pauline Okwej, says the two sides are still fighting and some civilians have fled their homes. Okwej says some civilians were wounded in the fighting.
Up to now, we are hearing the gunshot in the front line, because they come in four directions. We even in one side. No, the civilian they are running toward Mayanit, but some of them they are still in their headquarters. Even us with the authority, even the soldier, we are still in their county headquarters.
Quetch urges the two rivals groups to embrace peace and stop what he calls senseless fighting.
But this time is a time of peace. Not the time for war. So we are at peace now. So we're supposed to make a developmental thing, not a war, because you know all the parties in South Sudan, across the South Sudan, are in peace now. Seeing the general, Lieutenant General Guy, detected from IU, come to us in the government. So now they force us to fight.
Quake calls on the national government to intervene and end the fighting in Upper Nile, Lair County. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.